Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I'm Bonnie Gray, your soul care guide for this time to refresh your soul. You'll receive God's loving promise, a scripture that will help you to feel encouraged, as well as a practical soul care tip. This is a simple action you can take to do something loving for your emotions and your body, based on science and scripture, so that you can lower stress and anxiety. I am so happy you're here. I am the author of Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm. It's become the number one new Amazon release on Kindle as well as audiobook. So pick up a copy for your summer road trip, whether you want to take it to the beach or just enjoy summer reading. You'll learn 21 different ways to lower stress in 4 different areas of wellness: in emotional wellness, spiritual wellness, physical wellness, and social wellness. Well, today's question is about how can we renew our energy? Because everyone, all of us, have so much to deal with within a day or even within a week. I recently was listening to one of my favorite comedians, that's Jerry Seinfeld. And it was in an interview, he was sharing that, you know, life is just tiring. Just breathing, existing, getting up every day is tiring. And so the question we want to ask today is, what are the things that we can do to help boost our energy levels? And what does God have to say about how he can renew our strength? If we're feeling weary, we're just human. As we go through the demands of the day or the week, we are all going to get to points where we need that renewal of strength. And I love the metaphor of our phones or our batteries needing to get recharged. We know that we need to plug our phones in to get that battery out of red or orange, and we want it to be green. So what are the things that you can do that can help renew your strength when you are feeling weary? Well, let's start off on our summer road trip series with a question. This is a fun quiz question so that when you're traveling with your family or friends, you can share your answers to this question. Or if you're listening on your own, you can also pause and think about what your answer would be. Let's jump in. I'm going to be asking this question to my oldest son, Josh. He's 17 years old, and so I was really happy that he was willing to jump on, and let's listen to today's summer road trip question. Okay, so for this week, our road trip question is about superpowers. Josh, you love superheroes in the Avengers movies, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So for the superpower, I'm curious, would you, and everybody as you're listening, which one would you choose? Would it be Captain America, Iron Man, or Spider-Man? If you could have superpowers, which Avenger superhero would you choose to be? And you can go ahead and put a pause on this podcast as you all think about it and share with each other not only which one you would choose, but why you would choose that pick. So, Josh, what about you?
I guess it'd be, if I had Captain America's power, I would be super strong all of the time, and I wouldn't need a special suit or anything like that. So his power is just like natural.
Interesting. So it's very compelling to you that it's natural.
Yeah, like he always has it.
Cool. I think I would choose Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. I like Spider-Man because I feel like it's him. He's this everyday person. I like his backstory.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It was out of a tragic situation that he got a superpower and he wanted to use it for good.
Yeah, that's good. Nice.
I love all those origin stories.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of 4, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on The Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.
Well, I love this question about what your chosen superpower would be, because one of the things about watching these Avenger movies are these, well, first of all, I want to say I have two teenage boys, a 15-year-old and a 17-year-old. And so, yes, we've got action flicks queued up for pizza night, which is really our movie night once a week. But what's interesting is that these superheroes never seem to get tired. They just go on and on and on. But for you, what would help boost your energy? And it's so unique to each person because there are things that we need to do that are draining, but there are also things that we can choose to do that help us renew, that are energizing. So this week, what has been something that has been draining for you? And you can go ahead and share with those that are in your car that you're traveling with, or maybe you're sitting down enjoying a meal. What are the things that have been draining? Second, what are some of the things that you can do that will help energize, that are energizing for you? Just being able to sit down, take a moment to think about these things will be very, very aha. I call them aha moments because it can spark inspiration and ideas. Well, how does God renew our strength? There's a wonderful verse in Isaiah 40:31. As I read this verse, it's our promise for the week. Think about which word or phrase draws your interest. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I love the phrase, they will soar on wings like eagles, because the wings of an eagle, they are already there when God created them. And so each of us has something that God has put in your soul, in your personality, that feels natural for you, that will energize you. What are some of the things that you enjoy doing that will naturally energize you? It's actually one way to practice renewing our hope in the Lord. There's going to be some challenges maybe you're walking through, or maybe you've just had a very demanding, exhausting month of May, and now you're just kind of recovering, whether it's from a season of busyness or maybe just recovering from health. But it's interesting that God gives us hope, and we renew that hope when we can put to the side for a moment our worries by taking action to do something that helps you soar, helps energize you. And I like that the metaphor of the eagle and the wings, it's something that it's already in you. What is that that you enjoy that would help energize you? The second question that I really want you to consider, that is God's promise, comes to us from Hebrews chapter 6:19. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. I love this metaphor of a ship and how even if the waves are jostling and the wind is strong, this ship will stay anchored, firm and secure because it's keeping the ship from drifting too far. So as you think about the things that might be draining you or causing you to feel weary, God's hope, hope in God, is going to help keep us anchored. And so today's soul care practice is going to be connected to this wonderful verse that hope is an anchor for the soul. So the question I have for you is, what is causing the winds to blow very strongly on your heart? What is perhaps a storm or some challenging waves that are kind of jostling you and making it feel weary? Well, let's look at what our soul care practice is, because this will help anchor your soul when you're feeling that stress.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The Soul Care Challenge is to create a safe space to restore calm. When your thoughts spin out of control, think of a time and place where you're feeling confident, calm, and safe. Recall this place to your mind with as many details as possible. It can be a place you've been many times or just once, a place where you can relax. Enter into this safe space with Jesus to perform any task or deal with overwhelming situations together with him during the day. Research shows that guided imagery is a proven way to lower stress and anxiety by visualizing a positive and peaceful setting, like the beach, the woods, or a green meadow. When you picture yourself in this peaceful setting, the experiences that you have had there instantly injects your nervous system with the happy, calming hormones you felt when you were there. That's how your memories work. They are connected to your body and emotions. So I want to ask you two questions, because this will be your soul care challenge for this week and your soul care tip. One, where do you like to go that helps you best relax? I want you to imagine Jesus making space for you there together. And then in that place, go and tackle the challenging task or the situation that you need to walk through or to take care of. That will place you in the space with Jesus so that you can do it together as he anchors you with his love and his hope. It makes a big difference when you have somebody next to you as you tackle a tough task, and it makes it easier knowing that you're not alone. So use that practice. It's called imaginative prayer practice. I like to imagine myself with Jesus on the beach. It's one of my favorite places is the beach. And when Jesus resurrected from the dead, he did not go to show himself to the critics, his critics, the Pharisees, and say, hey, you were wrong about me. Instead, Jesus went to the beach and he made a beautiful breakfast, cooking fish over a real fire and warm bread, and he made breakfast for his disciples. It's a beautiful way to spend time with Jesus for me. I just imagine myself there, especially if I have something tough I need to do. I'll first take a moment to talk with Jesus there, and then I'll move into tackling that challenge with Jesus by my side. The second question I have for you, the second part of the soul care tip, is what's a happy memory you have of a place that's brought you peace or joy? I want you to share that memory with the people you're traveling with on the road trip, or maybe later as you sit down and share a meal, share a happy memory that you have. Or if you're by yourself, you can journal that happy memory or just recall it, because as you do, the way God created your body, you're going to start to feel better, because that's how memories work. You're going to feel those calming hormones you felt when you were there. So try these two soul care practices and you'll find your energy reboosted and your strength renewed. God uses the memories of times he's been with us, and those memories of God's goodness will help strengthen our hope and give us energy. and we can pause and pray with Jesus. He can renew our hope as we step into whatever we need to do. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for how you are our anchor. You are the hope that we can hold on to when things around us are shifting and the wind is blowing and the waves seem to be sloshing into our boat. But you are with us, and you're the person who can bring calm and peace. Thank you for your promise that we can hold on to you. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Thank you, God, that you will renew us, because those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Lord Jesus, place your hand of peace on the heart of those who are listening. Wherever your people are, you always walk before them, and you walk with us, and you will lift us up in the way we need. Lord, energize the person who's listening. Give them an idea to inspire them to do something that can help lift them up as they enjoy the activity with you. Thank you for summer. Thank you for blue skies. Thank you for a time where we can smell the flowers and feel this gentle breeze and enjoy the warmth of this season that you have provided for us for rest and restoration. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll pick up a copy of Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm. And if you haven't done so, leave a review or rating for this podcast. It just helps to bring more hearts and ears to hear this podcast and get encouraged. So thank you so much. It really makes a difference. If you haven't done so, take the Soul Care Quiz, soulcarequiz.com. Go to soulcarequiz.com and you'll learn which area of wellness you may be missing the most. Is it emotional wellness, spiritual wellness, physical wellness, or social wellness? Take that quiz and it can help you to get started on your wellness journey. Remember that you're loved, you're cherished. Just rest. I'll see you next time.
Breathe, the Stress Less Podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.